Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting second. The left fielder, Tom Pachyuk. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting fifth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The DH, Oscar Gamble. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Daryl Boston. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Scott Fletcher. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Julio Cruz. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tom Seaver. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The right fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting seventh. The DH, Nelson Simmons. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dan Petrie. And now, play ball. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Pachyuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyuk strikes out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Petrie fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell bunts, foul, in back of the plate. Fisk races back for the ball and makes the catch. There goes Whitaker. The throw to the second, and Whitaker is out, for the double play. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker strikes out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Boston. Parrish reaches second base with a double. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans takes first base on ball four. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Parrish moves to third. One out. Nelson Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a fly ball into left field. Pachyuk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Parrish tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Tigers. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cruz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston takes first base on ball 4. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Boston. The throw from Parrish and he is safe. Boston steals second. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Evans scoops it up and throws to first, with Petrie covering, for the out. Boston moves to third. One out. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields it and throws to home to get Boston. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-1 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 0. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Trammell. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Trammell steals second. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-1 in the game. Gibson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Fletcher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 0-for-1 in the game. Paciorek hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, White Sox. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0-for-1 in the game. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Darryl Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-0 in the game. with a walk. Evans hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 1 in the game. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Boston hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0 for 1 in the game. Fletcher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 1 in the game. Cruz hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker catches it and throws to first to double up Fletcher. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Nelson Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fletcher fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 1 in the game. Brookins hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Gielen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gielen is 0 for 2 in the game. Gielen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Pachyorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyorek is 0 for 2 in the game. Pachyorek hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Petrie fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 2 in the game. Baines strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 2 in the game. Gibson hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Petrie fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins can't make a play. That's a base hit. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fisk. The throw from Parrish and he is safe. Fisk steals second. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0 for 2 in the game. Gamble hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Boston is walked intentionally. Jerry Hairston pinch hits for Scott Fletcher. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston takes first base on ball 4. Fisk moves to third. Boston moves to second. Tim Hewlett pinch runs for Jerry Hairston. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 2 in the game. Cruz hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Parrish fields it and tags Fisk for the out. Boston moves to third. Hewlett moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Tim Hewlett now playing third base. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Darryl Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Evans hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 2 in the game. Herndon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nelson Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Gielen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gielen is 0 for 3 in the game. Gielen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tom Pachyorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyorek is 0 for 3 in the game. Pachyorek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. Gielen moves to second. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 3 in the game. Baines is walked intentionally. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Fisk takes first base on ball 4. Gielen moves to third. Baines moves to second. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0 for 3 in the game. Gamble hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gielen scores. Baines scores. Fisk moves to third. It's 4-1, White Sox. Bill Scherer now pitching. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Parrish to Trammell covering second. The throw back to home, and Fisk is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy Law now playing left field. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 2 in the game. Lemon strikes out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-2 in the game. Brookins hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baines. Brookins reaches second base with a double. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brookins moves to third. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Boston takes first base on ball 4. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boston moves to second. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-3 in the game. Cruz bunts towards the mound. Scherer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Boston moves to third. Hewlett moves to second. Ozzie Gielen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gielen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gielen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields it and throws to home to get Boston. Hewlett moves to third. Cruz moves to second. One out. Aurelio Lopez now pitching. Luis Salazar pinch hits for Rudy Law. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hewlett tags and scores. Cruz tags and moves to third. Gielen tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 5-1, White Sox. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Baines hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cruz scores. Gielen scores. It's 7-1, White Sox. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Baines moves to second. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brookins settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Brookins. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Fisk hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Luis Salazar now playing left field. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-3 in the game. Gibson hits a fly ball into left field. Salazar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Seaver fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Darryl Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.